tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome to Common Ground. This is a place where you get real conversations, real connections, and absolutely no filter. Well, today's episode will be entitled The Words of Charlie Kirk, A Controversial Legacy. This is an episode today that is actually going to be actually dedicating to actual Charlie Kirk. Okay, so this episode is a tribute to Charlie Kirk. I do not like nothing the man said when he was alive, but I respect the fact that this is America, and he can say that whether we like it or not. It breaks my heart to see how this man got murdered by this evil man. I do not care if it was a left wing or a right wing. This man was evil. Imagine what his young children have to go through. I hope he gets the death penalty. I am glad he was alive to see his trial. He needs to know the day when he will die. I know hate is a strong word, but I hate those kind of people. Killer. His wife is better than me. I would not forgive that evil man. Every time I think about it, it makes me mad, man. Despite all the mess, I know he would appreciate a good debate. He might get me with some of the topics, because let's be real, some of the things I probably won't know off the top of my head. But if I could get him on some topics, I might be good. I'm good. I don't have to win all debates, but my point will be validly heard. Now, with all that being said, right? One thing that that will make me upset is after this man died, right? Got killed. And we all saw this crap on Instagram, how this man got murdered, right? And I see people, I'm talking about a lot of black people come on the internet and bash this man and talking about, it's basically kind of celebrating death a little bit, which I didn't like. You know what I mean? I understand that people do have the right to feel how they feel, right? They do. But at the same time, though, man, this man got killed in front of his family's wife. Think about that, though. You know what I'm saying? Whether you like the man or not. And to be honest with you, I never knew how popular this man is, man. Because for the past few years, I would see like his clips going viral on Instagram, whatever, where he be debating these college students, right? But I never knew how popular this man was. But this man was very popular. You know what I mean? Don't get me wrong. The third thing I don't agree with, the government making a damn national holiday for him. You know what I mean? He was not a political figure. You know? I didn't like how the government treated this man like a martyr, but yet, a few months earlier, when the congresswoman got murdered, you know what I mean? The Republican side didn't really talk about it or discuss it, which kind of makes me upset too at the same time. You know what I mean? This man, you know, despite of how we feel about him though, man, you know, that was a bad way to check out. It really was a bad day in the dagger neck. Think about it. Somebody shoot a man straight through his neck. And they saw all the damn blood just gushing out, man. That's really sad, right? And I got to say this before I get started with this podcast. I hate how the government is treating this crap, right? How the government on both sides of the aisle is doing the blame game. Oh, it's the right-wing people doing this. It's the left-wing people doing this. Can't we just say he's a crazy white man? Can't we just say that? Huh? He's just a crazy man that's doing this crap. Okay? You should not blame a particular party, man. You know what I mean? And the government, J.D. Vance, people like him, and the other one I say was the Kristen Noem, one of the other people in politics, and Donald Trump, you know what I mean, coming out. They're supposed to be leaders talking about this, man. These leaders are dividing us, and y'all can't see that. I just don't understand. These leaders do not care about you. They come on TV and talk like they're all passionate about what's going on, but they don't give a damn. They don't. And I always say this, because if they really care, these leaders would do some kind of common gun reform. Just today, it was a damn mass shooting at a church. You know what I mean? Another mass shooting today. And all they have to say is thoughts and prayers, man. People are getting tired of the mess. I'm saying, people are really getting tired of the daggone mess. For real, man. The government needs to stop getting paid by these gun lobby people and do something to protect the citizen. The government does not care about the citizen. And it goes on both sides of the aisle. They don't give a damn. Because I don't give a damn if you're a Republican. I don't give a damn if you're a Democrat. I don't care if you're a damn independent person, man. You know what I'm saying? You're all part of one damn government. All part of one government. So if y'all really care, y'all fix the damn issue. Point blank. Fix it. Because no way people should have any kind of damn rifle. Regular citizen should have any kind of rifle or some mask that like should put a whole bunch of people. You know what I mean? Unless you're the military or police officer or something like that. Damn shame, man. But anyway, let's get into it, okay? All right, so, Charlie Kirk. Prowling blacks go around for fun to target white people, right? They said prowling blacks go around for fun to target white people, right? So, let's be real about that. The FBI data shows most violent crimes are intra-racial, not interracial, right? I mean, you see more white people killing white people, more black people killing black people. Of course, there are going to be exceptions to all rules, right? Where, you know what I mean, they got some black people kill other races and vice versa, right? So, mainly it's interracial, right? We're going to see, we see each other. Because think about it, right? If you live in the hood, you're not going to be around a lot of damn white people all day. So, how are we going to target white people? We're not going to go up in another white neighborhood. That's not what we do. You know what I mean? Unless you're a crackhead or something. Looking for some damn dope. You know what I'm saying? We don't go up in damn white neighborhoods and stuff and talk to these white folks. We don't do that shit. That's not us. That's not what we do. You know what I mean? Broad brushing entire racial groups fuel racism instead of solving crime, right? So when you talk about, it's always the black people doing this. It's always the white people doing this stuff, right? You know what I mean? It's like you're just talking a whole entire population instead of just take just a small portion of the population. Because just like black folks, right? Just because a black person live in the hood, you know what I mean? There are more law-abiding citizens than the less than 1%, right? That goes out and commit crimes. You know what I'm saying? Most black person just want to work hard, and take care of the family. Just like the white people that live in the trailer park, right? A lot of them are not criminals. You know what I mean? It's just a small percentage of them. You know what I mean? They're like rich white people. A lot of them are criminals too. Let's be honest about that shit. See what I'm saying? But just a small percentage of them, right? You know what I mean? And here's another one. The poverty and systematic issues drive crime, not skin color. Poverty and systematic issues, right? That drive crime. Think about that for a second. If you're poor, sometimes some poor folks, they can't take it. They got to eat. So what they go out there and do? They go there and commit crimes, right? Or go there and commit crimes and do all kind of crap to get themselves in trouble. Language like this dehumanizes a lot of black people, right? When you say, oh, black people do this, black people do that, right? All they're doing is dehumanizing us, like we just all of us is animals and a bunch of criminals. When we are not. You know, when a lot of us want to just work hard and take care of our family, okay? All right, white supremacist groups commit racial violence too. All right, let's be honest about that. White supremacist people also commit racial violence. You know what I mean? Trust me. Look at what happened after Charlie Kirk got unalive. Look what happened. Right, three HBCUs were threatened. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And it all starts from the damn top. The government, you know what I mean? Because When did government say something like this? The left is doing it, right? When you think about the left, it's synonymous with black folks. You know what I'm saying? These uneducated white people, yesterday, these uneducated white people is going to start doing stuff, start trying to put, you know what I mean? Trying to say, oh, these damn N-words, they're doing all this crap, you know what I mean? Instead they think. Instead they use a critical thinking self, right? They're going to think that we as the poor black people, we are black people going to do these type of things. Well, that's not enough. We don't do that stuff. You know what I mean? Crime statistics are often weaponized politically without context. The government does, after, you know what I'm saying, when all this stuff going on, they politicize these damn things, right? Without any kind of context, without any evidence or nothing, without, you know, even the police, when the cops come on TV and said, you know, they're still investigating these damn politicians, man. They go on TV and start blaming each other. These politicians are dividing our country, and we need to stop listening to these damn politicians. They don't give a damn about us. We need to stop listening to them. I'm dead serious. We need to stop listening to them, man, and use our damn common sense. Because I know we have common sense. Seriously, because the politicians don't give a damn about us, man. All they want to do is just divide this damn country. If I see, okay, Charlie Kirk's word again. If I see a black pilot, I'm going to be like, boy, I hope he's qualified. Now, that's a real racist thing to say. I know when you hear some people on TV, that's for Charlie Kirk, people take all the context and all this stuff, but just that alone, it shouldn't even come out of his damn mouth, point blank. So airline pilots, right, undergo the same rigorous training regardless of race, right? So it doesn't matter if you're black or white. And when you think about this right here, although they have this damn DEI stuff in place, right? And when they say, when these people say DEI, it's always synonymous with black people. Always, right? When it comes to certain things. Not saying why more white women are the beneficiary of DEI more than black folks itself, right? But think about it. If I'm a white business owner, and even though they have the DEI law in place or regulation that's in place, right? Yeah, I'm still going to hire the numbers, try to get the numbers, but I'm not just going to hire somebody just because of their skin color. That's dumb, because these businesses, they still have to meet their bottom line. They're not going to hire somebody because they're black, but he can't do the damn job. That's dumb to me. You know what I'm saying? I don't think no business owner, no hiring manager is going to do that. They're going to make sure the resume is good. They're going to call up for references, make sure these references checked out, and all of that stuff before they go on and hire a person, right? And even if a person get in because of DEI, right? They still got to do the damn job. Come on now. They still got to do the damn job. And guess what? If they don't, right, well, most jobs, right, they give you 90 days to perform well. Probation. 90 damn days more than the average job give you, right? And if you can't perform your job within that 90 days, they're going to get rid of you. So what the hell are we talking about? The DEI crap. You see what I'm saying? Come on now. So we need to start using our common sense, man, here. Forget what they're doing politics, because they're going to say whatever they say for clickbait. Because that's what they do. They go on TV and say certain things for clickbait. You know what I mean? Because they know it's going to rile people up. Sometimes I really wonder, some of these politicians, do they really believe the words that are coming out of their damn mouth, man? I really wonder that crap. I watch them, I don't listen to these people talking TV, both the Democrats and the Republicans. And I really want them to believe that nonsense that comes out of their mouth. Right? So there's no evidence DEI reduces safety standards, right? None. No evidence of that. Okay? You know what I mean? In matter of fact, DEI enhances the standard, right? Because I'm telling you right now, when a company hires a diverse group of people, right? Blacks, whites, Indians, Chinese. You see what I'm saying? Especially like a big company, right? You know what I mean? When a company hires people, that company could be even more popular when you think about it. Because as a black man, right? And if I'm going to a damn establishment, and every time I go to this establishment, all I see is white folks. You see what I'm saying? I'm a black person shopping, spending my money here. It's not going to make me want to come back. It could be something as simple as a restaurant. And I've been into some nice upscale restaurant, right? And I'm watching the waitresses. I really am. Do I see the black waitress? Is that in here? I mean, in my mind, I might have said them. You know what I mean? And then if I'm still a black waitress or waiter, and then I come back again because the food might be good. You know what I mean? I come back again. And if I'm still a black waitress or waiter, you see what I'm saying? And of course, sometimes it depends on your where you are too. Sometimes let's give it that. But if I'm still a black, then I'm wondering, should I come back to this place? I'm still that black waiter. I think about those type of things. You know what I mean? Of course, guys, they have to have professionalism and customer service. You know something? Because that plays also a big part as well. You know what I mean? But I'm still looking around. So I'm saying? Black pilots face extra scrutiny, not lowered expectations. Tell me, as a black person, you know what I mean? I guarantee going to those pilot training schools is even harder for a black person to even graduate for those damn schools. Such remarks undermine trust in qualified professionals, right? Merit is measured in credentials and not color. Okay, so now this part right here. Charlie Kirk calling Michelle Obama, Joy Reid, Ketanji Brown Jackson, and Sheila Jackson Lee affirmative action picks with no brain processing power. That's a total disrespect to these black women who have done some great things, right? With their life, with their career. Great damn thing. But you're going to talk trash about these women? Each of these women have earned their positions with education and achievement. So I'm saying? With no brain processing power. The damn Ketanji Brown Jackson on the damn Supreme Court. You know what I mean? Educated black woman. You know what I'm saying? Sheila Jackson Lee and Michelle Obama. All the great Joy Reid. Affirmative action doesn't eliminate merit. It widens merit opportunity. And let's be honest about that. Affirmative action too as well, right? It's just another form of DEI. Another form of the N-word, right? That's what they think. See what I'm saying? You know what I mean? But who benefits the most for affirmative action? A lot of white folks. Right? A lot of white women benefit the most from affirmative action. Discrediting women of color feeds sexist and racist tropes. Michelle Obama is a Princeton Supreme Justice. Attacks ignore structural barriers they overcome. This narrative silences accomplishments of countless women, right? When you disrespect these women, man, and I'm talking about these black women, right? You disrespect them. And as a white man, when you're disrespecting these black women, you're also disrespecting your women too. You think your woman isn't smart enough, right? And when will these white women start thinking, man? You know what I'm saying? Start thinking outside these boxes, right? These white men, they're putting these black women down, but basically they're putting you down too. When you realize that, white women, no joke. When this white man over there talking trash about this black woman, basically talking trash about you too. Because he thinks you don't have the brain processing power. So stop feeding in these white men narratives, right? Because if these white men would have thought you as a white woman have the brain processing power, they would allow you to own land back in the day. But they didn't, huh? But y'all don't see that shit. Huh? Y'all don't realize that. See what I'm saying? They're trying to brainwash you. Just like they're trying to brainwash the white women. Just like the brainwash, you know what I'm saying, the slaves. Right? Back in the days. You know what I'm saying? They're trying to keep you as a white woman also uneducated. Because these white men over there who got power, who got money, think, do not care about your self-worth, right? Because you as a woman, period. I don't give a damn if you're black, if you're white. You see what I'm saying? You have self-worth. But a lot of these rich white men don't think so. You know what I mean? And they pass this crap on to their sons, man. They do. You see what I'm saying? And I guarantee more, a lot of these rich white men who have daughters and sons, right, who own these companies, in most cases, right, who do you think that they, well, when they're gone, who do you think they want to run the company? Their sons, in most cases, not their daughters, because they don't think that you all have the brain processing power too. I'm telling you, man. Yeah, y'all better wake the hell up, white women. I'm serious. Y'all better wake the hell up. Now, opposing Juneteenth, right, and anti-American and neo-segregationist, right? This is a good one right here. This is Charlie Kirk's words, right? When he opposed Juneteenth and anti-American and neo-segregationist, right? I'm telling you right now, that is our holiday, man, for black folks, whether you like it or not. Okay, you know what I'm saying? We don't bother you. Get mad when y'all create all the white holiday for white folks. Even right now, the government wants to create a Charlie Kirk's holiday, right? Let's be honest with you. Most black people don't give a damn. We just want to be left alone. Create a damn holiday for Charlie Kirk, right? Most black people don't care. You see what I'm saying? But y'all care about the damn Juneteenth holiday. It goes to show you how fixated a lot of y'all are on black people. Because y'all afraid. You give us the damn chance, we can surpass y'all. And y'all don't want that shit. Y'all are afraid, man. We just want to be left alone. You know, right? We don't care about no revenge. All that crap. We just want to be left alone. Let's work and take care of a damn family. That's it. Celebrating, it doesn't diminish July the 4th. It enriches history. All right? And now let's go back to this Charlie Kirk for a second. Like I said, right, most black folks don't give a damn. If you make this shit Charlie Kirk a federal holiday, because think about it, most federal holidays pay time and a half any damn way. Who don't want to pay time and a half for them federal holiday, huh? Who don't want that crap? You go to work to pay time and a half. Some jobs pay overtime. So F it. Make it a damn holiday. As long as you make it a paid federal holiday. We don't care. It's like 4th of July. It's a paid federal holiday, Labor Day, you see what I'm saying? Christmas, New Year's, and so on. Paid federal holidays, right? You see what I'm saying? So go ahead. That's a good thing for us. You know what I mean? Because like me, when I'm working on a punch in the clock, you know what I mean? Unless it's like maybe back in my day, New Year's Day or Christmas Day, something like that. Sometimes Christmas too, but I like to work those holidays, man. You know what I mean? I like to work for somebody who's on the clock, right? Who's supposed to work. I take this shift. Trust me. To make the time and a half. I love it. All right? So make it a fair holiday. So make sure it's a paid fair holiday though. It highlights the unfinished work of freedom and equality. Calling it anti-American denies black history as American history. True patriotism embraces all chapters of our story, right? True patriotism, man. Black, white. Why can't white folks have their great holidays and black people have this too? You know what I mean? Look at the Irish, right? Like Savannah. In Savannah, every year, I think, was it? I can't remember. I don't know if it was in May or November. I can't remember the damn month, right? Or the day. But every year, it is a big thing to have March 17th. I apologize about that. March 17th, whatever, right? St. Patrick's Day, right? Think about it, right? The Irish celebrate that every year. I'm telling you right now, in Savannah, Georgia, where I used to live, doing the St. Patrick's Day weekend, how packed it gets, it's a big deal. You see what I'm saying? It's a big deal for the Irish. And that's a great thing. And guess what, though? We black people, we love that stuff, man. Because you know, we like to party, we like to drink, we like to do all the great stuff, right? So we're not going to, it's a white holiday, so we're not going to participate. We're not like that. We just like to have fun. That's what we do. You see what I'm saying? We're going to celebrate with you. As a white man and a white woman, we're going to celebrate too. You know what I'm saying? That's what we do. That's what we like to do, man. You know what I mean? All that other crap is just nonsense to me. So, Charlie Kirk, the Civil Rights Act was a huge mistake. So, the Civil Rights Act outlawed segregation. A moral and legal necessity, right? Tell me it was a huge mistake. That's nonsense right there. Because if it weren't for the Civil Rights Act, you know what I mean? A lot of things would have been segregated today. The schools, public area, all that crap, right? Would have been segregated. And, you know what I mean? Back then, of course, they didn't like the integration, right? But imagine, to be honest with you, if only for the Civil Rights Act, right? If that never happened, right? How much black folks would have been lost in the sauce when it comes to getting a good job, a good paying job, right? Good qualified black people. If only because of the Civil Rights Act, man. All this stuff, right? The Civil Rights Act, outlawed segregation, right? It expanded freedom for millions. Without it, systematic exclusion would persist unchecked. I'm glad that they, you know what I'm saying? And you know what, though, think about it, right? I can't believe the government has to put in laws to protect people, minorities, right? Not only black people, but it protects a lot of people. Women too, right? White women too, it protects. Because how many of those white men who did not experience back in the day, who didn't have the damn experience with getting the damn promotion, with getting the damn good promotion, who suck at the damn job, just because they're white men. Let's be honest with that. Let's call it what it is. You know what I mean? When even this white woman right here, doing the same job, both of them doing the same damn job, right? And this white woman knows she's a better worker than this white man, but yet the white man is getting the damn job, right? Forget black people, whatever. Just, you know what I'm saying? This, the white man and a white woman, right? And this white man is getting a job, right? Just because he's a man. But you know you're more qualified to get the position than the damn man, huh? It happens, man. Yeah, white woman better wake up. I'm telling you right now. Stop thinking, stop having these thoughts as a lot of these white men. You see what I'm saying? I'm telling you right now, you need to. Because they're keeping you all down. And y'all don't realize that in life, they're keeping you down. When you marry these white men who have a little money and think the way some of them think, a lot of them are keeping you down in life. And you don't realize that. You know what I mean? Remember, if you do your history, why do you think our alimony came into play? Because these white men, because remember back in the day, women didn't really work like that. And these white men would marry these women, right? And then they'll get divorced. And then these women would struggle to even pay the damn bills while these men go on with their lives. So they have to create laws because of, you know what I'm saying? Create alimony laws. Hey, you marry me, I don't have a damn job. You know what I'm saying? So now you're going to take care of me. They have to really, literally do that. And the alimony laws happened before slavery ended. Back in the 1800s. Look it up. All right? So his framing reduces justice to bureaucracy. The act made America live up to its constitution, right? And overturn it would harm democracy. Imagine if they overturn the civil rights movement right now. Imagine if they really overturned the Civil Rights Act. All the stuff, the Disability Act would go away. You know what I mean? That the American with Disability Act, that would go away. You understand that? And that would be a bad thing, man. It really would. Because now, a lot of these people will be hold all of jobs. See what I'm saying? So it was a great thing that they have laws in place to protect people who can't really help themselves, man. It's a great damn thing. And thank God, thank the great God for all those laws that came in place, you know what I mean? After I was born. See what I'm saying? And to be honest, those type of laws, those type of things should be getting better as time goes on. Really should be. To protect everyone. Black, white, Chinese, Indians, women, you know what I'm saying? People with disability, the older generation, right? See what I'm saying? All that stuff. You know what I mean? And I'm glad those type of laws are in place. Charlie Kirk, MLK was awful. Not a good person. I got a counter-argument to that. King's leadership drove the civil rights movement, right? You know what I mean? Now, the civil rights movement have been happening since the 1930s, right? Although it didn't go into play until what, 1964, 1965, the time frame? But Martin Luther King, he had a hand. It wasn't him by himself. But Martin Luther King had a hand for LBJ to sign the civil rights movement into law, right? He did. You know what I'm saying? Although they've been talking about it for the past 30 years before that. You see what I'm saying? His message of nonviolence shaped global struggles, right? Now, Martin Luther King also was talking about turning the other cheek. You see what I'm saying? In today's time, it's hard to turn the other cheek today, though, man. When people just keep ridiculing you and want to be violent against you, when you're not violent against them. Private flaws don't erase historic contributions, right? Because we all got flaws, man. They were called Martin Luther King. Well, he was not a person. He still was a human being, no matter what. See what I'm saying? And his flaws don't erase the thing that he has done for the race. Not only the black race, but the white race too. For women, y'all don't realize the white women. I keep going back to that. Because the civil rights movement even protects you as a white woman, man. I'm telling you, ladies, right? It protects you as well. So why would you want to get rid of that stuff? Why would you have that mentality? You know what I mean? And then I'm going to digress just for a second, right? And I've been wanting to talk about this for a long time. Just like some of these old pastors in some of these damn churches have the mentality that women shouldn't preach. Sorry about it, but that's the most dumbest crap I've ever heard. Because right now, do you think, before I say that, right? So some of them use the Bible to justify why women shouldn't preach. Just like how they use the Bible to justify slavery. See what I'm saying? And to me, that's really dumb. Because right now, the great man above, do you think he'd be upset right now at you as a woman if he's spreading his word across the world and you're a preacher? The Lord above that I know will be happy that you, it doesn't matter who he used to spread the word, right? To preach. See what I'm saying? And let's be honest with you right now. I gotta be honest, I've been to a lot of churches, right? And some of you men preachers out there, y'all make me fall asleep. I'm gonna be real about that. But I've seen some women preachers, man, that trust me, that gets their congregation going, and I love it, right? Not all the men preachers, though. They got some good men preachers out there. But I'm telling you, some of y'all men preachers, y'all preaching that monotone voices, right? But anyway, I digress, right, from what I was talking about. Okay, so discrediting King undermines progress against racism, right? And it does. Criticism of his humanity doesn't negate his impact. And he was a very, very impactful man. King's legacy continues to inspire freedom movement, man. And his legacy needs to move on. The myth of Martin Luther King. Right, okay. The myth of Martin Luther King has grown out of control, right? The myth of Martin Luther King. So his legacies often grow because of cultural impact, right? So King remains relevant for modern justice struggles. The myth sustains moral imagination, not falsehood. America needs heroic figures, even if imperfect, right? And I got to be honest with you right now, even today, I feel though we need some good heroic black figures right now. You see what I'm saying? We really need some out there, man, on the front line, right? For real, though, right? Downplaying King feeds revisionist agendas. Honoring King affirmed America's democratic ideals, man. Yep, honoring Martin Luther King. We gotta honor our leaders, man. So, blaming Charlie Kirk, right? Blaming black violence on absent fathers, which is nonsense to me, right? Because there's a lot of white single mothers out there. A lot. Well, let's talk about it. So the family structure is shaped by systematic forces, not just choice, right? Systematic things were put in place, especially for the black fathers, right? But they don't affect the black fathers or the black mothers. They affect also the white mothers too. Because white people, right, when they came up with the welfare system, and they talk about the fathers can't be in the damn household, right? Which I do get, though, man. I understand. I get that shit. Because if I'm the government, if I'm giving you damn money, right, and you have a man in the damn house, why should I give you money to take care of you and your damn man? Let's be honest about that. And we need to talk about that, too. You see what I'm saying? You're the man. If you got to work the damn two jobs, do what you need to do to take care of your damn family. That's what I feel about that situation. But that is another topic. So the family structure, right, is shaped by a systematic force, right? So like I said, the government came up with a welfare system, but the father cannot be in the house. You see what I'm saying? So for the woman to collect the food stamp and to collect this check from them, right? So the father got to leave the house. You know what I'm saying? And not only that, during the height, and I always say this, of the crack epidemic, see what I'm saying? Black fathers were getting killed, were getting locked up, going to jail because of dope dealing, and a lot of them was using drugs too, either or. You see what I'm saying? Either they get caught up or with the dope game, they get high on their own supply, right? Or they go to jail, or they get killed. In a lot, you know what I'm saying? A lot of cases. Because I've seen that shit, man. I witnessed that when I was growing up as a young teenager. Okay, so yeah, white family also experience single parent struggles. Simplistic blame ignores resilience in black communities. Okay, many successful leaders come from single parent homes, right? A lot of successful leaders. So I'm saying, solution require addressing policy, not stereotypes, right? Solutions require addressing policies, not stereotypes. Charlie Word, Charlie Kirk, DEI in aviation, unqualified black pilots, right? Again. The FAA standards are uniform. Black pilots are underrepresented, not overrepresented. The claim has no factual basis. Linking DEI to danger exploits fear. Representation inspires new generations, right? Safety is ensured by regulations, not rhetoric, right? So now, me as a black person, a lot of times I'm like, if I see a black pilot, I'm proud of the black man or the black woman that's piloting that airplane. I'm proud, right? And it's not because of damn DEI, okay? You see what I'm saying? Do you think the airline is going to hire this person, right, just because he's black and unqualified? Huh? So I'm saying? I'm a black man, right? But I'm not a pilot. Do you think the airline is going to hire me because I'm black? When I don't have a pilot's license? Come on, now. Use the common sense. Right? The airline's not going to hire me because I can't fly a plane. Right? So why would the airline hire me? I don't have a pilot's license. Right? So all these arguments that the people are saying to me, it's uneducated argument. It really is. Because every single company or whatever, right, needs representation. It needs that. Because imagine, right, a young kid seeing that they're going on an airplane, that kid 10 years old, right, and multiple times he flies with his parents, and see that young, that black pilot, right, on the airplane, in his mind, like, damn, ooh, I might want to do that. The pilot fly me, ain't letting me safe, right? I want to be that. I want to be like that, too. You see what I'm saying? when a young black can see that stuff, man. So representation matters. It does. For real. So, right, when it comes to that DEI stuff, man, stop portraying it for black people when you know black people really do not benefit from that shit. Mostly white women benefit from that. From the DEI. Let's be honest about that, man. You know what I'm saying? Let's have an honest argument about DEI. Okay? White women overwhelmingly benefit mostly. So I'm saying, because the thing about it, right? We got two people that are up for their promotion for one job. In most cases, not all the time, but in a lot of cases, right? If it's white woman versus this black woman, a lot of times they're going to pick the white woman first. Guarantee that. You know what I mean? They're going to pick the white woman first for their damn promotion before they pick the black woman. So I'm saying? Because there's a lot of times when white folks hate it when they got to work for this black leader. A lot of them don't like that shit. They really don't. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Trust me. They hate it. That's sad to me. Because you don't have to matter your damn race, man. As long as you know your damn job, right? You qualify to do the daggone job. That's what should really matter, man. Seriously. Okay. So, the great replacement rhetoric. Now, immigration is not a conspiracy. It is a historical reality. Remember, right, replacement theories inspire violence like the Buffalo shooting. Y'all remember Buffalo shooting that happened in New York, Buffalo, New York? Thinking black folks are going to take over their stuff, where it's not true. You know what I mean? These people just get scared, thinking the white man is losing it. See what I'm saying? And then these innocent black people, the little girls, black girl, that lost her life, how sad that was. Right? American strength is diversity, right? Why do you make you think America is such a great country that I love? America's a great country because of the diverse people that's in this country that are making it the world. Because I'm telling you right now, let's say America say, you know what, all people who are not white leave America. You know, history tells you, man, America will fall. Because America cannot do it alone. You know what I mean? Right? America cannot do it alone. Right? We need a diverse culture. We need a diverse people in this country to make this country tick, to make this country run. You know what I mean? And besides, why wouldn't you want to have diverse minds anyway? You know what I'm saying? Because with diverse minds come different ideas. Why don't we want that anyway? To me, that's just common sense. It really is. Because you don't want to be around people all day, all your thing alike when it comes to the damn job. When it comes to the job, right? That means with that same job, there will be no growth because everybody still is thinking the same. Right? There will be no growth in the second job. So why not want to have these diverse minds, man? That's what I say, right? We need to have diversity no matter what. You know what I'm saying? White population decline doesn't mean erasure, right? We will never, because they have a lot more white people in America than black people, right? You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? And just because the white population is declining, right, doesn't mean we is going to take your place. We're not. We don't want to take your place. All people want to do is to be left alone and be able to take care of their family, right? We don't care. We don't give a damn about, we're going to take the white man's place job. We don't think like that. We don't. Okay, so political fear-mongering inflames division, man. And the politicians always want to fear-mongering. They're like these damn Republicans get on my damn nerve. When they always want to bring up this transgender stuff, right? But if they're transgender people, they're not taking your damn jobs. So I'm saying they're not trying to replace you, right? I'm telling you, man. And they talk about they love people, but they want to divide people. Leave people the hell alone. Demographic change is natural across history, man. And when it comes to demographic change, you know what I'm saying? It's inevitable. You know what I'm saying? It really is. Right? What I'm saying is, let's leave people the hell alone. Okay, so Democrats seek to diminish white demographics, right? Which is a damn lie. Right? There's no evidence. All right, let me go back again. This is in the words of Charlie Kirk. Democrats seek to diminish white demographics. There's no evidence of deliberate demographic engineering. Policies aim at inclusion, not exclusion. White decline language stirs racial panic. White Americans remain the majority, right? History shows shifting demographics are normal. Unity should be valued over division. Whites are more likely to be attacked by blacks, right? And that's a damn lie. Interracial violence is rare compared to intra-racial. Such claims misrepresent FBI data. White on black violence historically dominates, right? White people kill more black people than black people kill white people. Let's be honest about that shit. The top of the lynchings and all the crap, right? Fear-mongering increases hostility. Context matters. Poverty, segregation drive crime. These narratives reinforce dangerous myth, right? I'm telling you. You're saying poverty drives crime. When you're poor and you're hungry and you got to feed your family, you understand me? Sometimes people do what they need to do. I do not agree with it. Crime, you know what I mean? When people do these crimes. But it happened on both sides of the aisle. Black folks, white folks, right? The Koreans, Chinese, they all commit crimes too. The poor ones, right? All commit damn crimes. You know what I mean? And then we were talking about these damn crimes. But how about these rich white folks, white men, that's committing a lot of these white-collar crimes too? Well, why that? Talk about that, right? They're criminals too. You know what I mean? Let's go back all the way back to the Enron scandal back in 2000. You know what I'm saying? Robbing people, right? They're all criminals. You see what I'm saying? And I'll tell you right now, like when it comes to like Charlie Kirk now, right? May that man rest in peace, man. I know right now that he would appreciate a good daggone debate, right? Charlie Kirk would appreciate a good debate. You see what I'm saying? And it's so sad that man at 31 years old had to lose his damn life just like that. Man, you know what I'm saying? It breaks my heart, man. It really does. And I hate that his family, his young babies, man, his young, beautiful children, you know what I'm saying, has to go through all that mess. You know what I mean? I'm hoping to God that as they get older, they get therapy, you know what I mean, to get the help that they deserve. You know what I'm saying? I'm hoping, which I do believe that the mom will put them in therapy at some point, right? And even her, even Erica Kirk, you see what I'm saying? She needs to get therapy herself. You know what I mean? And I hate the fact is, man, that after Turning Point made her the CEO, right? You know, you start seeing clips of her when she was 17. Who cares, man? Leave that shit alone. See what I'm saying? I don't like that crap. You know what I mean? You want to talk bad about people back when they were young, when they're 17. Talk about missing children and shit. Leave that crap alone, man. Leave that young lady alone. Let she live her life. Unless like all the harming people are doing bad to people right now. You know what I'm saying? That time since whatever happened. I don't know the story. That's why I don't fall into that dumbass narrative. You know what I mean? But she was 17, a teenage girl. A young girl. Right? To leave her the hell alone, man. I'm tired of it. So I'm saying, who cares? You know what I mean? Whoever came up with these damn videos, they're trying to make this young lady look bad. So I'm saying? Yeah, hey, I'm not a fan of what the thing called. I'm not a conservative guy. If I consider myself a whatever, I probably would be more of a liberal person, right? That's me. You know what I'm saying? I can't be these. That's not me. Because when you're conservative to me, it's like they put you into a box. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to be in a damn box. You know what I mean? So I think I'm more like, I probably consider myself more of a liberal than more of a damn conservative, right? But anyway, you know what I mean? This is part one, right? Because it's long. So next week, I'm going to do a second part to the debate. Because I think this really needs a second part to it, man. Because I enjoy, you know what I'm saying, a good debate. You know what I mean? A lot of times when I think about, like, debates, I wish, like, CNN or one of these news channels, right, or, like, on a Saturday, could have, like, a debate show where they have regular people debate, where the debate different, all like, a wide range of topics, like, a good 1 hour, right, where it could be politics, it could be sports, it could be whatever, right, just regular Americans, right, and let the audience decide, you know what I'm saying, and people that's in the audience, how would they do it, and let them some money or something like that. I think that'd be so fun. You know what I mean? I wish one of these damn TV channels could do something like that, man. Because I love a great debate. A great debate. Ever since I've seen a movie, The Great Debate, with Denzel Washington, man. I love it. But anyway, this is my time. Thank you for tuning into Common Ground. Until next time, keep the conversation going.
Tuned into Common Ground with Valentine Harris, only on LA Talk Radio.